This is called the rules. A man came into the store and said, "I'd like to have two steaks, about 10 inches each, half an inch thick, please." He said, "This is a candy store. We don't have steaks." He said, "And I'd like to have two potatoes and a bunch of asparagus." I said, "I'm sorry, this is a candy store, sir. That's all we carry." He said, "I don't mind waiting." It could be many years, I said. "I have plenty of time," he said. And while he was waiting, a woman came in and said, "Where is your hat section? I'm hoping you have a large red hat with a feather." "I'm awfully sorry, but this is a candy store," I said. "We don't carry hats." "I'd like to see it nonetheless," she said. "It might just fit me." "We only carry candy," I said. "It might just fit me anyway," she said. "If you'd like to wear a piece of candy on your head, I could possibly find something in red," I said. "That would be lovely," she said. And then another man came in and pulled out a gun. "Give me all your money," he said. I said, "I'm sorry, this is a candy store. We don't do holdups." "But I have a gun," he said. "Yes, I can see that, sir, but it doesn't work in here. This is a candy store," I said. He looked at the man and woman standing in the corner. "What about them? Can I hold them up?" he said. "Oh, no, I'm afraid not. They're covered under the candy store protection plan, even though technically they don't know it's a candy store," I said. Well, at least I knew you were a candy store. I just didn't know there were all these special rules. Can I at least have some jelly beans? I'll pay for them. Don't worry," he said. And as I was getting his jelly beans, another man walked in with a gun. "This is a stick-up," he said. "Give me all your cash." The first thief said, "This is a candy store, you fool. They don't do stick-ups." "What do you mean they don't do stick-ups?" the thief said. "It's against the rules," the first one said. "I've never read the rule book." "I didn't know there was one," the second one said. "Would you like some chocolate kisses or perhaps some peanut brittle?" I said, hoping to avert a squabble. He replaced the gun into his shoulder holster and scanned the glass cases thoughtfully. "A half a dozen chocolate-covered cherries would make me a very happy man," he said. "That's what candy stores are for," I said. The two thieves left together, munching their candy and chatting about a mutual friend. And that's when Bonina Sinnott and Halassa Delphin came in. Halassa was wearing a large red hat with a feather in it. The woman in the corner leapt. "That's it. That's the very hat I want," she said, yanking the hat off Halassa's head. Halassa grabbed the lady's arm and threw her to the floor, retrieving her hat. Bonita ordered a bag of malted milk balls. The man in the corner helped the woman to her feet. "That's my hat," she whispered to him. "She's wearing my hat." Halassa invited me to have dinner with them, and I said, "Great."